10 from the Office of the Sheriff requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract with CenturyLink Correctional Communication Services for the provision of inmate phone service at the county correctional facilities. On February 2nd, 2012, this item was referred by the board.
Good. And we welcome a new cast of characters from the Sheriff's Department. Wow, very good. I'll let you all introduce yourselves.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. If I may add two congratulations on your appointment to head this
honorable
committee.
Well, it might be condolences the way it's going.
As you see fit, sir. To my right is Captain Deborah Burmeister, who is very familiar with this particular contract, and of course, John Preby, our fiscal administrator.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, I guess, Inspector, maybe this item has been before this committee last term. There were some issues that, and I know that staff analyst Jennifer Collins has worked behind the scenes. There was reports that were part of everybody's packet. I will ask anybody if you have specific questions on the motion for our guests here.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just had a question about the expenditures, or I guess revenue and net costs. I got kind of I'm not sure how this is working out. It sounds like we're going to have like a surplus. Well, we're going to gain revenue by $210,000, but and that's for the revenue. But then a net cost is $210,000. So I'm kind of confused about what is that? What does that mean? Because there's a negative $210,000. So I don't know if that's. I don't explain it to me. What does that mean? Are we paying for this, or are we getting gaining a revenue?
Mr. Preby. Initially, I wasn't understanding the question, but I see you're reading it from the fiscal note.
Yeah.
The contract will result in surplus revenue of $210,000 above what's in the budget,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the tax levy cost to the sheriff will be down.
Decreased
by $210,000.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to indicate.
Gotcha. All right. That answers my question.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Quick question, Mr. Chairman, for our gentleman lady. This was the best bid. Obviously, didn't been through the report as I certainly see. But is it that the commission rates from other vendors were higher than 67.9 when they used to be 51.3? You can give me the history of that. Is that unusual, to say the least? Or obviously, it must be given the parameters these days if that's best bid, including the 67 commission. That's my question. Thank you.
Captain.
Chairman and supervisors, through the RFP process, this contract came up approximately 5 or 6 years ago. That was the best commission rate at that time. Through the RFP process, we found out there's better technology out there. Items are a lot less expensive. Technology is less expensive. So that's why we were offered a higher commission rate. We're also not doing a lot of stuff on site like we used to do on site, so they were able to offer us a higher commission rate.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Move approval.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions by committee? Yes? Okay. Motion for approval has been made. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Madam Clerk, we'll go to item number 12, please.